that's an incredibly self-aware thing for Drake May to say. He's like, look, I might have fumbled some words.
Yeah.
He kind of fumbled a little bit at the podium yesterday, too, so he's not going to do it perfectly.
No. I mean, how many rookies could, you think, just, like, talk in front of their entire team and,
I'd imagine get the message across
without... I mean, there's no way you could do it perfectly because everybody's like, all right, you're 22.
So I fumbled my words a little bit, but it's also an incredibly mature thing to be like, guys, we're not practicing right, and I know we're not practicing right, and we're going through the motions, and I sense that as the quarterback and a leader on this team, and... apparently, everybody else is okay with it. Alex Van Pelt's just sitting there watching practice. The team's practicing crappily. And Drake May goes, hey, can I address the team? Because we had trouble picking up a yard last week against Tennessee, and everything matters, and I don't like how we're practicing, and I'm going to address the team. That's an incredibly self-aware and incredibly mature thing for a guy who just turned 22 in August.
Yeah.
He already is the leader of the Patriots. And that to me, it wasn't just the play of Caleb Williams and Drake May yesterday that was on display. It was also that. One guy has a ton around him, we thought, and they're underperforming. The other team, they're being elevated by their quarterback. They don't have a lot of wins. They're not a good team. But the spare parts are being elevated by Drake May on the field and also from a leadership standpoint. I think that might be the more promising thing about him.
Well, Caleb Williams is going to get his coordinator and head coach fired, whereas Drake May might keep those guys employed. Like, Drake May might be the reason why Van Pelt and Mayo stick around.
It's a good way of putting it. If they're going to survive, he's why.
100%. If he likes Alex Van Pelt, and if the offense continues to kind of climb, like, let's not go crazy. Like, they scored one touchdown, but still you've seen an improvement overall in the offense the last several weeks, the Drake May weeks. And if it continues to go up and he likes them, I think they're going to want to as much continuity as they can possibly have. They don't want to be the team with five offensive coordinators in 5 years.
No, it's true. I like this text, 37937. Props for Drake addressing the team. Has Mayo tried that?
I don't know. I don't know if he has.
Does Mayo realize he can do that?
I don't know.
So, no, I like that. And I love hearing that on the broadcast yesterday. You know, Drake, I think, is trying to kind of brush it aside a little bit. You'll hear more with him on WEEI Afternoons with Arcand and Hart. They come your way at 2. He'll join them at some point here on a Patriots Monday. I think that's something you didn't know. I think you knew Caleb Williams was a sketchy leader and a sketchy teammate. I think you knew that from his time at USC. I don't think we really knew about Drake, and I think that's very, very promising. And I'll put it to you like this.
Yeah.
If the Patriots were practicing poorly the last couple of years, do you think Mac Jones would call a meeting with the offense and ask the coaches to address the team?
I doubt it. He'd be too busy talking to Kraft about getting the coach fired or the coordinator fired.
Right. He would be trying
he'd have a
to
different
do
approach.
Running up the back steps, trying to get somebody fired.
They're not coaching me right. It's like, all right, maybe you can also look in the mirror.
No, it's a good point. Yeah. On top of that, do you think Caleb Williams would hold a meeting like that? Nope.
Doesn't feel like it.
Trying to get people fired. The whole team is lining up behind him quitting.
It's a hard, as somebody who was in the Caleb Williams is going to be a good quarterback club, it's a tough day.
It is.
He looked horrible.
And you're totally right to say the book isn't closed, but that was a resounding win yesterday for Drake May.
Like, I still think through nine games, he's better than Bryce Young was through nine games.
Definitely.
But it's like, I don't know, like, he really has two or three games to hang his hat on. And then another three games of kind of like, eh. And then another three games of like, trash.
Yeah.
And
no, we said this last week. Caleb Williams has had some real duds. Drake May has not had duds.
No.
Caleb Williams has had duds. And yesterday was another one.
I mean, he took nine sacks. And as you've been pointing out, it's not, their offensive line's trash. Plus, they have a lot of injuries. But if Drake May was playing for the Bears yesterday, he doesn't take nine sacks. Maybe he takes four.
Twitch chat said this earlier. Like, I love how Jones blames Caleb Williams for taking these sacks, but he ignores the sacks the Patriots give up and puts them on the offensive line. It's like, no,
they had
no.
One.
I think a lot of times, I said this consistently all year with Jacoby Brissett. I think sacks can be a quarterback stat. It's not just about the offensive line. And I think the offensive line has looked so much better. The Tennessee game aside, which was a bad week, the offensive line has looked so much better with Drake May out there. The personnel's hardly any different.
That's an odd question.
In some ways, it's worse, Alex, from losing David Andrews at the beginning of the year. And it looks better because Drake May does a better job getting rid of the football. He does a better job eluding pressure. And I think Caleb Williams was miserable at that. And so I don't think Caleb Williams calls that meeting. I don't think Mac Jones calls that meeting. Not to keep comparing him to this guy, Keith, but you know who I think might call a meeting and call out the team?
Who's that?
Brady.
Oh, boy.
So I'm not telling you the kid's Brady, but I like some of the leadership intangible stuff we're seeing out of Drake May. And I didn't like it with Mac Jones. I don't like it from the kid on the other side.
Yeah, you can see it a mile away with Mac Jones.
Yeah.
And it seemed like this was a big kind of breakthrough.
So that's promising. That's promising. 617-779-7937. Let's go to some phone calls here. Chris is in Holyoke. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
As a Pats fan, I know I'm not completely sold on Mayo and AVP, but as a Pats fan, I'm rooting for them to win. I need them to have more consistency and continuity between AVP, May, and the wide receivers. So the more wins we can stack up, the better. We have, 17 draft picks over the next 2 years. Use those to go up and get Will Campbell to go up and then sign up, make a big free agency sign. We can improve this team, and it's a much brighter outlook if we start stacking up wins and get Drake May more in situations like last week in the overtime loss, even though we lost.
Chris, I think there's value in winning. I agree with you. Keith, I know we agree on this too. He's saying, and you don't need to worry about names, but he's saying you need a high draft pick to go get an offensive lineman. Are we prioritizing offensive line or wide receiver this offseason?
Probably wide receiver. I mean, I think the offensive line, Vidarian Lowe in camp were like, oh my God, they're screwed. And then he went down, and you're like, oh, that's worse. And then he came back, and actually, he's pretty good. Good enough. You'll take him. So they need to improve both, but I would prioritize wide receiver.
Me too.
I also think, and yesterday's another great example of it. If you're a free agent wide receiver or receiver around the league that doesn't love their contract and wants out, which happens every year, and you see Caleb Williams and Drake May, and you can make a push to play for one of those teams, assuming the money's the same. I don't know. Doesn't Drake May look a little bit better?
Yes.
And more of a teammate that you'd want to be work with him?
Yes.
So that's a very positive sign.
We talked about it last week with coaches. We're like, if there's a coach, and we were talking about Ben Johnson, if there's a coach, who would you choose, Caleb Williams or Drake May? I think that one's even easier. As a coach, I'd way rather coach Drake May than Caleb Williams. Williams might undermine me and get me fired and have a whole team line up against me.
Right.
So as a coach, I think it's even easier, but I agree. I'm a receiver. I can pick one or the other. Money's going to be the deciding factor.
Yeah, yeah, but if it's the same.
The same contract. Who am I picking to go play with, Drake May or Caleb Williams? I would pick Drake May.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they should prioritize wide receiver over whole line.
I still do.
The real answer is they need to upgrade both. Matt is in Norwell. Go ahead, Matt.
Hello.
Yeah, happy Monday, guys.
And, yes, same.
Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans listening in. I wanted to touch on when you guys mentioned that there's no value to tanking, and the reason being is I want to use the example of the Bengals drafting Joe Burrow, and then as soon as they bring in Ja'Marr Chase, they're immediately a powerhouse offense, and you know what happens? They make it to the Super Bowl. I think May needs that superstar wide receiver, and that wide receiver is Travis Hunter, and obviously we have a good running back, good tight end, Hunter Henry. I think with Travis Hunter, this team's a powerhouse offense.
Okay, so we talked about this a little bit last week.
Yeah.
After Thursday Night Football, they need to go find their Ja'Marr Chase. Agreed. Do you have to tank to get that guy? And were the Bengals tanking the year after they drafted Burrow? I don't think so.
Actually, they didn't. They just weren't very good, and Burrow got hurt.
Yeah.
So he missed the final six games of the year, I think it was. So. And then they got the fifth pick, right? So it's not like they had the number one overall pick in the draft or whatever. Ja'Marr, still very high, but they got the fifth pick, and they did it in the right year. There are other years where receivers, just like quarterbacks, running backs, whatever, you get overdrafted. Plus, that's his college teammate, and there's a lot going on there with the Burrow-Chase comparison, but I don't think they tanked specifically for him. I don't think that's how it worked.
I don't think they tanked at all.
And a higher draft pick is always better than a lower draft pick, but we're talking about for the entire franchise, it's better if Drake May wins a few. You don't have to worry about them winning out. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But if they win a few more, have more kind of positive days like yesterday, you can still get those players. Like C.J. Stroud last year, I know it's a little bit different example, but they made the playoffs. Next thing you know, Steph Diggs is like, yeah, I'll play there. Do you think he wanted to play for the Texans the year before?
No.
Absolutely not. So, and you can always trade up if there's a receiver they really, really like. Also, Travis Hunter, as much as I love Travis Hunter, he might just be your corner. So, I don't even know if that's the answer to the wide receiver hopes and dreams.
He would not be the wide receiver I would want the most, I don't think, because I don't know if he's playing wide receiver at the next level. But another story for another day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also think there's value in this, Keith. And not to play the Courtney game. I guess Courtney was doing this earlier today. She's trying to figure out a way for the Patriots
to make
the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. Mathematically, they could, but I wouldn't.
They're not eliminated.
I wouldn't wager on it.
Yeah.
They're two wins out. Okay. Broncos are 5-5. Pats are 3-7. Is there value in, and my answer to this would be yes, is there value in Drake May going into this week saying we got a home game against the Rams, who if they win tonight, are they 5-4? Are they 6-4? I forget what the record is.
Yeah, the Rams right now are just 4-4.
Okay, so if they win tonight, they're 5-4. Is there value in Drake May playing in games like that where, okay, if we win this one, I'm not projecting they beat the Rams. I'm not projecting they make the playoffs. But is there value in Drake May playing in games like that down the stretch as opposed to just playing out the string? You never win any games. Like, he now has credit for 2 wins. This was his first real win yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to play in all garbage time.
This is what I'm saying.
There's
you don't want to be playing in meaningless blowout garbage time games. Next week could have a little bit of juice around it because they've won 2 out of 3. As you illustrated, Keith, they just went for 2 last week against the Titans.
Yeah, maybe they win that.
You could be winning 3 in a row going into that game.
You could argue they did tank that game by going to overtime.
So I do think there's some value in those games down the stretch. And then if we get to December and they're mathematically eliminated and we're talking about the difference between the 5th pick and the 10th pick, come talk to me. But in the meantime, I think they should be playing to win these games, and I think that's better for Drake May long-term than losing them and improving your draft spot by a couple of places.
I agree 100%. And there was a caller earlier that was talking about, you know, if you're going to tank, you tank for Shedeur Sanders or you tank for the quarterback. Like,
totally.
Last year was the time to tank. Last year, I was pulling my hair out when Chad Ryland kicked the game winner against Denver, and maybe they still would have taken Drake May, but you wanted them to have the option between Jaden Daniels and Drake May.
Right. Teams that should be tanking, Giants,
yep.
Raiders, Titans, Browns.
But even them,
Carolina.
This might not be the year for it.
No, it might not
be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to be the right year.
Yes,
like,
yes.
You need to tank in the LeBron year, not the Andrea Bargnani year. You know, like,
there's
certain years to tank.
And this doesn't look like a great quarterback class, but still, those teams don't have quarterbacks. I get valuing the number one pick. Patriots don't need the number one pick. They have their quarterback.
Yeah.
And I think he's moving up. If you were redrafting today, I think he's going ahead of the guy on the other side. Yesterday,
oh,
Caleb
yeah,
Williams.
It'd be hard to argue the other way today.
617-779-7937. You guys can jump in on this. We've been discussing Jerod Mayo, the impact the coaching staff had yesterday. How much credit should we give them for yesterday's win? We'll do that next.